First of all, what is the difference between a letter of credit and documentary credit?
No, it's the same thing. It's just the documentary credit is generally accepted as being the correct term, although letter of credit is a very common term in shipping.
So, how would you define documentary credit?
Well, it's really an arrangement where a bank, operating on the instructions of an importer, authorizes another bank to pay a fixed amount of money to an exporter on production of specified documents.
Could you explain how a documentary credit works?
Yes. To begin with, there has to be a sales contract between a manufacturer or producer and an importer, and the sales contract must include an arrangement for payment through a documentary credit. The next step is for the company, which is importing, to tell its bank to provide a credit line. This means that a documentary credit is produced in the exporter's favour. The bank that issues the documentary credit is called the issuing bank. Then the issuing bank asks another bank, usually the exporter's bank, in the exporter's country to confirm the credit line by telling, or we say advising, the exporter that the credit has been arranged. The bank that does this is known as the advising bank because it advises when the credit line is ready. The next step in the advising bank to send the credit to the exporter. When this has been done, the exporter can send the goods to the importer. In the next stage, the exporter gives, we say, presents the documents to a bank, usually the advising bank. The bank checks the documents to make sure that everything is okay, and then the bank pays the exporter. Then the documents are sent to the issuing bank in the importer's country. The issuing bank checks them again and pays the same amount of money to the advising bank.
So, this is where the company that is importing pays the issuing
That's
bank.
right, it's usually paid by a simple debit transaction.
And is this the final stage of the documentary credit?
Well, no, not quite. Finally, the issuing bank releases the documents to the importer. The importer needs these documents in order to receive delivery of the goods.
I see. It's not a simple process, is it?
No, it isn't, but it's accepted internationally and most of the time it works.